Last year, the government set a target of having no child waiting more than 4 months for surgery relating to spina bifida or scoliosis. But long waits continue for many. Last month, the Ombudsman for Children's Office highlighted the case of one child who they named Ivy, who faced a wait of 5 years for her own spinal fusion surgery. In a moment, I'll be speaking to David Cullinan, who is Sinn Féin's TD for Waterford and the party's spokesperson on health. But first, their reporter Sharon Lynch spoke to Kira Strosick, whose 11-year-old son Dara Higgins is waiting for surgery.
It's been kind of a slow process getting any information as to like what date Dara would be getting his surgery. We were told that a spinal fusion would be the best option for Dara. However, we've been given no dates, and Dara actually hasn't even received a review in over a year now. We went up to an appointment in March, which would have been for his full clinical review. And we waited around till 6 p.m. and we were told that the doctor had to leave due to a circumstance, and Dara wasn't seen. Then we were given another appointment for a few weeks later, and we got a call the evening before that Dara wasn't going to be able to be seen. And then maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, the beginning of June, we received a letter saying that all complex spinal cases were paused altogether indefinitely, that the consultant would be working with CHI to reallocate Dara to a consultant. And that's kind of where we're at. We're at a standstill.
So how is Dara coping, Kira?
So Dara's very, like, he's very upbeat. I try not to share all kind of the intense details with him because he's a very nice boy. But however, he knows, like, socially he's different. Like, he's not physically able to participate in a lot of sports as it is. So Dara has a highly adapted wheelchair. He has to have a molded seat and backrest. So Dara should start be able to start like transferring around to say chairs and couches by himself using a banana board. But because of his scoliosis, he has to use a molded backrest, which inhibits him from kind of progressing his independence. So he relies on myself and other people to help transfer him around if he wants to take some time out of his chair and things like that.
That was Kira Strosick, who spoke to our reporter Sharon Lynch about her son Dara, who's waiting for spinal surgery. David Cullinan is Sinn Féin's TD for Waterford, the party's spokesperson on health. He joins us on the line now. You've gotten some fresh figures on the number of children like Dara that are waiting for surgery.
Yes, so at the moment we have 290 children with scoliosis who are waiting for spinal surgeries, and over half of them are children who are waiting for the spinal fusion surgery, which we know is very complex, but it's also a life-changing surgery, and those numbers are up by about 25% since 2020, so we have seen an increase. And all of this is in the context of a promise that was made by Simon Harris. In fact, that promise that no child would wait longer than 4 months was made back in 2017. Every health minister since, including Minister Donnelly and previous health ministers, have made commitments and given promises that children would not have to wait for as long as they are. And yet these promises are broken. So 6 years has passed. And here we have children still waiting years on end for those life-saving surgeries and life-changing surgeries. We had a report, as you said, from the Ombudsman as well for children a number of weeks ago, and it somewhat got lost in the RTE controversy, it has to be said. But it was a damning report, and it outlined a litany of failures in relation to the lack of uncertainty or the lack of certainty in relation to the care pathway for these children, a lack of engagement with families, but also it outlines the clear failures and broken promises that we've seen time and again in this area. And as you know, that report was done through the lens of one child that was named Ivy. She waited 5 years for that life-changing surgery. 5 years. And many more children are still waiting far beyond the 4 months that was promised.
In a statement to this programme, Children's Health Ireland said it acknowledges the weight that many children are facing, and they apologise to patients and their families for that. They also said that there are signs of investment in this area. They've increased spinal surgeries last year by 47%. And if you look at the figures that you have, the weight list has at least stopped rising as rapidly year on year, and in some hospitals it has actually fallen back slightly. Do you accept that there have been some signs of progress in this area?
Well, I think the signs of progress have been seen primarily in Kappa Hospital. But if you look at the other two hospitals, it's three hospitals that provide these services. And the main hospitals that provide the spinal procedures are in Crumlin and Temple Street. So in 2020, we had 66 children waiting for these procedures. As of now, today, it's 109. That's a substantial increase. In Temple Street, for this time last year, was 22. It's now almost 40. So we have seen increases in some hospitals. And yes, there was a commitment given, and €19 million was committed to for increased capacity. But we're still waiting for the fifth surgical theatre to be opened in Temple Street. And that was meant to be opened late last year, and yet it still hasn't been opened.
Yeah, Children's Health Ireland says it's due to open in September, also extra beds due to open in Crumlin. Do you think that will be enough to start making a significant impact on this waiting list?
But in fairness, all of these are promises that were made time and again, which are broken. So it's fine for Children's Health Ireland to say that it will now be September. It was meant to be last year. And if you go back to the promise that was made 6 years ago by Simon Harris, surely that commitment was given on the back of an analysis that was done by the department and the HSE, that when he said in 2017 no child would wait longer than 4 months, that they would have identified what capacity constraints were there, what was needed, and then over a course of a time period as quick as possible, that those capacity constraints would be dealt with. But we're here 6 years later, still hearing about promises. All I can do is judge Children's Health Ireland, and I'm sure that there is tremendous work being done by consultants, by surgeons. I know many of them, and staff are doing their best. But ultimately, if we have more children waiting, and if we have some children waiting years on end, as you heard earlier in your package, and if you have a report from the Ombudsman for Children, which clearly outlines failures, clearly outlines broken promises. It's my job, first of all, to hold the government to account, but it's the government's job to ensure that when they make promises, those promises are delivered. And in my view, we won't get to a point where we can have all of those surgeries done quickly unless that capacity is put in, but also until the new National Children's Hospital is built, because that will see an increase in the number of surgical theatres. But again, we don't know when that's going to happen. There's no time frame for that. And all the while, children with scoliosis are still waiting for these life-changing surgeries.
David Cullinan, Sinn Féin TD and party spokesperson on health, thank you very much for that.